I know I can make something work, bro.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty mechanical right now.
Mechanical.
I think
Do you feel like mechanical, or you're mechanically inclined?
What?
Like, do you want to do mechanical things? Do you want to, like...
Oh, yeah, I want to do mechanical.
Technical process.
Yeah, dude, I feel like I could build something right now just to keep this... Like, I didn't even notice that you started the podcast right
now.
This is the podcast right now. We're in the podcast. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly.
Right. We're in the studio. Well,
my nuts are buzzing. I feel like I'm going to throw up on my testicles.
Bro.
Well, all right. Okay. I've never had that feeling.
Yeah, I never. Well, I feel funky right now, but like,
my nuts are going weird.
Your nuts
for are the fans. Wild. I don't know what are happening out there. This is Fat Thoughts, episode 3, season 1, and we are
always got to reestablish the season.
We're with Robert Southern,
Rat Pack,
Rat Pack, Sergio, Pina, Christian Herrera,
Penis,
and we're what are your thoughts, Robert? What we're doing right now?
I don't know, man. You got me thinking about constructing a device.
We'll
put this right here.
We'll put this.
Here. Check this out.
My closet.
His closet. He got. Sex toys.
Oh my god.
I mean, obviously.
What is that? Whoa.
I made this when I was like in sixth grade. Out of like literally shit I found in the garbage.
Sixth grade.
And
that looks sixth grade material.
That's that kind of drink. What's that one drink? It's like a sports fans. They had the bottles on the side and you can sip on it.
Yeah. The beer hat.
Yeah, thing? The beer hats. Yeah, that's it.
No, this thing is its own thing. I built this, man. Is this so cool?
Yeah, dude, that's
it's
so
got, like,
cool.
It's got duct tape straps. I used to have pencils coming out of each one
it's
of the cups.
It's that drip, man.
Is that fucking drip?
Yeah.
Is that drip? Okay,
so, you know, I've been experienced in constructing headgear.
Let me sit back on this chair. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh,
the
yeah.
OG
I
Mega Mind.
OG cat. Dude, I don't even know how you. This like covers my whole head.
It's supposed to be Mega Mind.
Mega Mind.
Oh, bro.
He's going walking around.
Just with our special hats. Need one more hat. I'm feeling funky.
You got Burger King crowd.
Is it kicking in now?
You tell me, man.
I don't.
You experience the same thing.
Well, I feel like I definitely feel under the influence of something right now.
He's horny. He's trying to fuck a chair.
Documented LSD makes horny.
For the fans out here,
LSD
have no idea.
Does
we
make
are
you horny.
We are on LSD right now. On this podcast.
That is so crazy. Oh my gosh, these guys are dripping right now.
This
like,
podcast.
What kind of crazy like interdimensional thoughts are you going to have?
Bro, this podcast is actually sponsored by LSD.
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 That's LSD.
LSD.
LDC.
LDS.
It's like one of those like corporate abbreviations, you know?
Oh, yeah.
LAPD.
So it's.
This is sponsored by the LAPD.
This is sponsored by LAPD.
LAPD. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's starting to break in. So let's have these intergenetic. I can't even talk right now.
Intergenetic conversations.
Intergenetic conversations. Intergenetic. You're fucking. You're humping that chair, bro. You're gonna break that chair.
Yeah. You're breaking the chair.
Old ass chair.
That chair is literally ready to break. You're gonna split it.
There are holes in the chair.
Freaking. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. You think that in like 100 years we'll all be one race?
Oh. I would like to think.
Honestly, that's hard.
I would like to think that all races are gonna like use a language common to everybody. Cause, well, I mean,
you think we'll get to that point? You
yeah.
Well, I mean, okay.
The top two languages right now is English
and African.
I think it's Spanish. I'm pretty sure it's Spanish. Spanish is the second highest one.
Mandarin Chinese, bro.
It's Mandarin Chinese?
Yeah.
Really?
There's 1.4 billion people in China.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but like...
Probably 1.5 by the time this is over.
Yeah. Gotta check that shit.
Yeah, I'd like to think that.
Editor, leaving a time flag for checking the population of China. Thank you.
Yes. Please, editor.
Editor.
Yes.
We need to get some sponsorships.
We need sponsorships.
So this is...
This is us trying to get a sponsor.
It's like those Eric Andre skits, like, I'm trying to be looking for a Sprite sponsorship.
This thing's pretty... You see how I constructed this dog? So I've got the chin strap, which is perfectly well-adjusted. I've got a forehead strap, which, honestly, in retrospect, was really unnecessary.
But the head strap is also the like this. Bro,
I constructed all of this.
Okay, but...
That's dope. But you know what I think would be so dope to make right now? A catapult. I don't know why, but I feel like it would be a fucking catapult.
Hold on. Like, stop thinking for a second.
Stop thinking.
You're fucking with my chatosphere right now.
Dude, I just got thoughts racing through, bro.
I have a book on that. Like, it's like how to build, like crossbows with little, like,
pencils. What? Really? Dude, yeah. Like, where's that book at, bro?
I don't know.
Where's the book's at? Come on, Robert.
Where the book's at, man?
I'm like out of breath. I'm like, nauseous, man.
I'm out of breath. I'm catching my breath. I'm so fucking horny right now.
Basically. Oh, yeah, look at this egg.
That egg?
I don't know where my dad got this.
Dude, that's fucking dope.
Like, as long as I've been around, and I keep on telling him, like, when you die, I want that egg, and he just gave it to me.
Dude, that's sick.
I know, it's pretty cool, right?
That's fucking dope.
It's like having an ostrich egg. Where'd
my turd rock go?
Turd rock?
Oh, yeah.
It's like an ostrich egg, but so much...
The mustache? The mustache?
Dude, that's actually sick.
Your Hitler mustache? Dang, bro, you stuck it together like...
Oh, yeah.
Apart now.
Mustache.
Yeah, that shit's kicking in, though. I can feel that shit kicking in. So what are you guys' fat thoughts,
right? Do you ever sit on this, dog?
It's a...
Yeah.
This is a fat thoughts.
Because it's kind of cold.
LSD right now, episode. Dude.
I think you need to sit on it real quick.
You gotta get some tension. Oh. You gotta put that upper ass, man. It's like,
first. I'll put that under the tank.
Oh.
It's under the bitch.
Okay, it's warming up. It's heating
it's
up.
It's warming up.
Gotta get some gas.
Oh, yeah. What I was gonna ask was so let's say for the point of this hypothetical, it's 2021, and no. It's 2100, and
we're in the future. Okay,
we're in the future. Okay, 80 years.
80 years from now,
or 100 years in the future.
You think pussy would still look the same?
I mean,
yeah.
Well, dude, there's genetic.
I bet vaginas will evolve to have larger clitoris.
Well, didn't
and
yeah, actually,
humans will evolve to have.
Feel like
didn't you say they make robotic penises already?
Smaller, like smaller bodies, dicks? Bigger
smaller,
dicks. No.
Smaller bodies.
We all bigger. He's that one like he's in all his like he's like Spanish. He's like Jordan. Like I think his last name is Pena.
Really,
Jordan. Yeah, Pena. He's like. Oh. He's like the little dude. I think I know dude. What you're he's
talking
like,
about.
He's like 5'4".
That dude sounds
like
really familiar.
They always put him with the super big nose.
Oh, the porn star. I'm about
to do
it. Yeah, Jordy El Peño.
Yeah.
That dude's every episode, bro, is MILF. He's like getting picked up or something.
He gets picked up.
He gets picked up, dude.
Yeah, El
Niño. El Niño.
This guy, what that the guy. Fuck? You wouldn't dude, expect that, but that guy.
How old is this guy?
How old? He's 26.
26. He's dude looks like he's fucking 10.
Yeah.
That's why he's called El Niño. Mi Dura Vida. Too bad we can't watch these.
Yeah, we gotta. We gotta review. Shit. We gotta review these, dog.
Dude, there's one where he gets picked up and like the girl's like. Like, literally, like...
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking that.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah.
I've never seen this guy. I've never
really?
Heard
of this
guy.
Really?
Really?
No.
Really?
I think I've heard of El Nino, but, like...
That's surprising.
That's all I've heard of him is El Nino.
Legend, El Nino. Legendary.
How tall is he?
Dude, he's short. He's gotta be short. I'm pretty sure he's short.
5'4".
He's 5'4"?
Where?
I don't know.
I was thinking 5'4", too.
I'm just...
I'm thinking about, like, 5'6".
You type in height. You're close to the
speaking out of my ass.
Height. he's 5'9".
Really?
No, wait, that's Jordy Mola.
Yeah. That's not him.
Yeah. That's him.
That's it, though. Wikipedia page.
It should say there. It's on the... Bright side.
Wait,
it's somewhere around there.
Huh? I like.
Oh, you got the low.
Like, yeah, you can feel shivers, it. Like, I'm twitching.
Yeah, I'm getting shivers.
But like, I had the
man's
horny. I had the arrow onto something. I just saw like, I saw.
He's a trying to find the pocket pussy. Where's the flush?
Oh, that's where it is. I forgot I had it in my hand.
Where's the pocket pussy?
You got it?
Dude, does it not say what his height is?
Find his height. Do control F. Hold control and F.
Control and F. I'm trying to find the control.
It's always in the same place. It's the very bottom left. Where your fingers are.
Control F.
Okay. And then...
F in Spanish.
Put it in Spanish. It's already in Spanish.
There you go. Now put height.
Okay, everything's hard right now, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Hard as my penis.
I don't think.
Mind you, for the record, I'm crazy.
We are not horny right now.
I'm like max horny, max soft.
Max horny, max soft.
That's what that does to you. LSD does that to you.
That's what LSD
is. Is that actually like an effect?
No.
I don't think so. I think the effect is like getting tingling throbbing. I wonder if we're going to be like, boom, like, are we going to start seeing visuals?
No.
Not visuals, but like, are we going
to
like...
You need to take more.
Yeah.
Pulsing. No. Oh.
Bruh. You've done acid before, right?
I've done it before, but I've only done one. There's only one tab. So
I've only
like,
ever done one
same,
tab, too.
This same tab is...
There was that one time, you were there, Christian, Caleb, and Lainey.
Gabe.
Gabe was there, right? No, he wasn't.
It was Talon.
Yeah, Talon was there. And we went to the book table. Talon. Dude, I was tripping hard. I was having a rough fucking time.
It was when we went into the store.
I was freaking
the
fuck out.
I remember you were saying that.
Damn,
like,
how
dude,
is a bad trip? I've never had a bad trip.
It wasn't
trip.
A bad trip. It was just a lot. It was like just a lot.
Just
so like,
coming at you.
Like I was just like tripping pretty damn hard in a public place,
what's
you know?
That?
So it's like, you're not like, it's more so like, I was worried that I was going to embarrass myself or I was going to do something really weird.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like... But we found out that even with, you know, using Lainey's sober mind, that the floor was warped.
Warped?
I was... It was, like, it's curved. It's legitimately curved. And that building is, like, lopsided. Like...
Yeah, that building was
fucked.
That made it just, like,
more trippy.
We could go to the book table. We could walk to the book table.
We could walk to it.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we get more tabs at, though?
Where are the tabs at, bro?
If you're a tab plug, hit us up.
Yo, editor.
Editor.
Where are the tabs at?
Editor.
That's a future note for editor.
Next.
You need to be on
next
deck.
Episode, I want a fucking whole bowl just filled with tabs.
Oh, God.
On the table.
You're going to do a Mike Tyson broadcast.
Mike Tyson. Dude, we gotta... Imagine we blow up and we got Mike Tyson on the
honestly,
bucket.
I wouldn't want to interview Mike Tyson.
You wouldn't want to? Why?
No, because I mean, like... I was gonna say it's new. He's just talking about
yeah.
Like,
same
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I was like, this boxing.
He's older. He's older. Bro.
I mean,
he's
yeah.
Older. Like
he
you
has,
said, you
has.
What's he gonna contribute? What's new?
Well,
you know?
Well what
there's
he's
a,
done.
I bet you there's a
what
lot
he's
of new
done.
Shit
like
in
he
his
like
life.
What he's done.
Like he does like a do like a lot of charity stuff. I'm just saying like.
But he's done a lot of
yeah,
drugs,
what
too.
About
like,
the,
he's been into
the
a
bitches.
Lot of drugs.
You got
the bitches,
talk
the
bitches
money,
about.
The partying.
Okay, I'll talk
you know this fucking...
Dude, I would actually...
See,
I
talk bitches with Mike Tyson.
Talk bitches, because you know that nigga got bitches. Like.
Yeah, that dude got put in prison for quote-unquote rape, because it was cunnilingus, bro.
What?
He ate a girl out. And she pressed charges.
He didn't hate her good
so,
enough.
So, yeah, there's...
I mean, like...
He would literally...
Like, literally the most capable person on the planet to probably rape you, and he didn't even rape her. Like, not saying that, like, he probably didn't, like, force to eat
he didn't yeah. Force... Like, how are you gonna force someone to let you eat their... You can't... Like, I don't think he has force.
I mean, I'm convinced that Mike Tyson could.
Oh,
Mike Tyson could
yeah,
force
Mike,
you.
Mike Tyson could fucking...
If that is anyone who could coerce you into...
It's fucking Mike.
Let me eat that pussy.
You know? Like,
let me eat that... Let's bring that in your ear. Let me eat that
I guarantee you, I was running as Mickey T. That's what they call
him. Mickey T. Yeah, but he'd say that even, like, way back then, is that he would get, like, literally nudes through mail.
What?
Like,
wow.
Through literally,
mail?
Like, bitches would send, like,
damn.
Naked pictures of themselves and send it through the fucking mail.
Damn.
Like, imagine... That's imagine damn. Back then getting fucking
yeah.
Nudes from the mail, like,
dude, I'd be like, damn,
yeah,
like,
they somehow found your residence,
yeah,
and
somehow,
like,
yeah, literally,
Polaroids,
just, literally, oh,
The baddies wanted him, bro.
Everyone wanted this guy.
Yeah.
Literally.
Ladies want him, men want to be him.
Men want to be him.
Mike Tyson's a fucking legend.
He's a legend. Except for when he bit that ear off.
Yeah. He bit both his ears off.
Both of them off?
Well, he bit both ears. He only bit one ear off.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
That's how it happened.
I don't even know. That's probably when he was the animal. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That's when he did too much shrooms.
He did too much shrooms before that fight.
Bro. It would be so cool to be on that super, like, international status fighter. Like, dude, be a fucking boxer world champion.
Right.
Like, I couldn't. Mike Tyson's a synonymous name with like, Iron Mike. That's just.
Iron, yeah, that's
it's hard as hell.
But, bro, taking shrooms right after a fight, because, like, you already got that adrenaline coming up. He's like, he was saying, like, because he would be scared going up to fight, but, like, every time he got close to the ring, he's like, oh, I fucking got this. I'm like, I'm the fucking man. Well, I gotta fuck this guy up.
Yeah.
It's like, the closer you get, but, like, I bet with, like, the shrooms up and that shit, like, you probably, like, holy fuck. Like, I don't know, it'd be hard to explain. I don't even know how to explain it.
It's like I was saying, like, the Viking berserkers, like, they took shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
They took shrooms right before.
And they fucking just fucking.
Well, I was actually watching this video on berserkers the other day, and I thought they were going to talk a lot more about that. They didn't. So it's like, apparently, so the whole thing with berserkers is that it was essentially kind of an outcast group of people, because it was basically like crazy people.
Oh, yeah. Because
it came from the word berserker gang or something like that, which means... Yeah, berserker gang. Yeah. Which means berserker rage and whatnot. And that was like their key attribute was going to a state of rage where they'd shake and whatnot, and they'd kill everything in sight.
Damn.
They're fucking twisted. But they also had tons of stuff tied with like spirits of animals. So like they'd summon bears and stuff like that. Or a guy, like there's a story this guy who like while he was in his slumber and the king was trying to be killed and like the king he was trying to protect because he'd hired berserkers to do that. While he was sleeping, he like put his spirit into a bear and a bear came and protected the king and like fought off like soldiers and shit like that. And it's a real account of like that happened and whatnot. And then he woke up with the other berserkers and of course they were all slain because they were overnumbered in the battle. But it's pretty crazy that like a bear came to the king's aid. And it's kind of like everyone's like,
no, that's some hard shit. Like, that's some pretty hard shit.
like what this king been up to, you know?
Damn.
That'd be some crazy shit. Imagine being...
I feel so shit right now, bro.
Robert's spazzing.
He's spazzing. I'm legitimately
get him spazzing. Some pussy. Get man some pussy right now.
I would kill an Asian baddie right now.
Dude, right, honestly...
Like...
I'd feel bad for any Asian right now.
I feel bad for Asians. Especially if you got osteoporosis, shatter your pelvis.
What the?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Asian baddies get taken right now.
They take it.
For the Asian baddies. I think that's the next move.
That's the move really is Asian baddies. We're after Asian baddies.
Asian baddies. Asian redhead baddies.
Hispanic baddies, Asian baddies. Honestly, baddies. I keep bringing up redheads, but I'm really not into redheads.
Really, you're not?
Like, okay.
There's some.
Okay.
Obviously.
But it's like, but here's the thing. Like, they aren't a unique group in terms of, like the same baddies, if they're redhead or not redhead, they'd still be baddie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The redhead isn't what's making them bad.
I was like, what if there's some freaky, like,
they're so freaky. Like, oh, I get what you mean.
I want to say redheads are freaky, bro.
I think they could do some.
I want to say redheads are freaky.
I feel like they got that tongue style different, man. Like, they just use their tongue differently.
I don't know, man. It's hard to say.
I feel like redheads have... I don't know.
I feel like they're more shy.
They're more shy? I don't know.
More shy, but they're not when you get in, like, bed.
Not when you get bed.
Not when you're under the seats. That's...
I never really met a shy redhead. I don't think I have.
I don't even know that much redheads.
So, hold on, I haven't hit it yet.
I don't know that much redheads, actually.
I always like take like 5 minutes to prepare before, and I don't know why.
This is because, I don't know. What are your fat thoughts, guys? What are your fat thoughts right now? I feel like we keep going off the books off with that. Like, you were saying something about all humans being together in the future? Coming together? One race?
All race.
Under one race.
Yeah. Would that be good?
I think... I don't know. Well, there would definitely be, like, inside of...
Like, should we...
preserve unique genetics? You know, it's like white, black, Asian. Oh, yeah. Should we keep these races separate? Like, do they have unique cultures? Should they be kept in certain things like that? Or should we become one synonymous race? And do you think that's inevitable?
Well, I would like to add those to my background. Like, I think that'd be pretty cool. And if I got to understand those two as well. But, like, it also helps makes everybody unique and stuff.
You
like
mean that. Add those to your background?
Yeah. But, like, yeah.
No, explain that. Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, since if we're all going to be in the race, and this is talking about futuristic, in the future. All right, so, like, if you're someone in the future right now, and we're all together, like, we're all under one race. So, you're Asian, you're Hispanic. Why are you
under one race?
Because if you're saying one race, is it, like, all, like, you're Asian, it's all you're Hispanic, like, we all you're black,
we're all brown, the same people. We all just become brown.
Okay, so...
brown. It's just light skins and brown.
Light skins and browns?
that's all that's
what's
all
the name of What's the name of this race? Is this a new race? If it's a new race, it's got
to
have
it's a new name. It's not necessarily a new race, but it becomes a point in society when we stop being able to identify with race because it's now become too...
I feel like that's too far into the fucking future.
That's too far
into the future. No. Okay, well then let's go like 500 years in the future. However far into the future, okay, until we become one race and whatnot. Where everyone's like, I'm like 10% Asian, 10% African, 10% white, 10%, you know.
When I think of that, I feel
hearing
like...
that and this.
I feel like music has to come into it too, like, because like, we have these... this probably sounds stupid.
No.
Well, like, because like, you have all these different like genres, generic of music from like each spot of the earth and like... Like, there's some pretty dope-ass songs that I don't understand at all. Like, I don't understand what language they are, but, like, that shit fucking slaps.
That shit goes
like,
hard.
If I listen to that shit fucking hard.
So what does that have to do with this?
You gotta get some new pussy, man.
Dude, I kind of forgot, honestly. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Okay, culture will never become synonymous, because geographically we're separated, you know. Utah life ain't never gonna be Cali life, you know. Even though maybe one day they become similar, it's like, oh,
I couldn't see that happening.
This is
that's the Cali life. You're from the fucking the west.
Since the beginning of man, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like if you're separated, you start talking different. You know, that's how we got American accents versus British accents.
Yeah,
we're not. It's the same language, dog. It just came here. We got separated by a little sea, across the pond.
Across the pond, gross stick.
Gosh, dude, you're horny, man. You're like.
My dick's thriving.
I like this tingling.
Throbbing.
Yeah, I feel like shaky, shivery, jittery.
I know, that's how I feel. I feel like
energetic
it.
And tired at the same time.
I think that's it. You just need to get up.
You just gotta get up. Let's go make something.
I got Legos.
You got Legos?
I got Legos.
I kind of don't want to fuck with Legos.
I don't want to fuck with I was thinking about cooking. Giant. I was reading something about someone, they did, it was on Reddit.
I read it on Reddit.
And they're talking about, like, how much hours you should take LSD, and, like, they're talking about, like, how it was cooking on LSD. I want to try cooking while under it. I feel like the smell would be so nice, like, you're just making food, and, like, you're under, and, like, you start, like, you have the water boiling. I would like to think I'm cooking, like, chicken or something. making some pasta.
Well, I don't want to cook it here, but I actually have steak that I need to cook today, because it's, like, been thawing for X number of days, and I should cook it today.
Let's cook some steak.
I don't want to cook it here, though. Where are we going to go cook it?
We could go cook it at home.
Shit, we can go buy charcoal and lighter fluid. Just Parks got grills, right?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like,
what Parks got grills?
Willow Park literally got a grill over there.
Willow Park got a grill.
Let's go fucking grill, dude.
Let's go fucking grill.
Let's go Willow Park.
You know the fuck.
I got the steaks, man. I got two steaks.
Oh, man.
Let's go fire up some fucking steaks.
Oh, dude, steaks actually sound pretty fucking good.
You know what sounds good right now?
What?
Like going hunting.
Going hunting?
And freaking like capturing that animal, cooking that up, making a meal out of it. Just like,
dude, actually, that shit's actually pretty
That'd be fucking dope. Yeah,
that shit is pretty
Mother
cool.
Nature bullshit. Yeah.
I want to go shoot so bad.
I like Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Go shoot some out in the forest, in the woods.
Go shoot
someone?
Shoot some blanks.
Shoot some blanks, dude. Let's go fucking shoot some blanks.
Shoot some blanks. Bob it up.
weird, man.
You have to have, like, special shit for blanks, and blanks don't fire like normal ammunition.
What the fuck? Like, blanks, like, what is it? Like,
it's just the primer.
But, like, so when you're shooting a blank, you're getting everything you want from a bullet, but, like, it's a blank. You see that
impact and everything? Just think of it
as it's everything except the bullet.
Oh, okay.
Just think of it as a blank cum shot.
Yeah.
Shooting blanks. Well, I've never had a blank cum shot, so I don't know.
Nothing coming out.
There's nothing coming out.
Fucking, you're shooting dust out, bro.
That's
dust.
That's not shooting blanks. Shooting blanks is your infertile.
What the fuck?
I can't even fucking wrap my head around that. You tell me you can, babies, man.
I got boogers. Oh, man. Ozzy?
Everything's just got me weak.
Dude, I can't,
yeah.
I can't keep my thoughts straight.
Give me that next stick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are
your hands clammy too? Because my hands are kind of clammy right now.
His
hands are cold and wet. Yours are warm and wet.
We all got different
types. It's so weird just holding that, because, like, you don't even hit it, but, like, you're just holding it.
Yeah,
like, I think that whole time I had it, I only hit it, like, once, and then, like, I just...
Yeah,
like,
but you just have it.
Yeah, like, I didn't even notice, and then you're like, oh.
It's about the subconscious power of, like, I have a substance in my hands.
Yeah, yeah, do be like that. Should we start breaking deeper down? Because we're on... LSD?
Yeah.
I feel like we should start thinking about deeper thoughts. I don't know if you guys want to go into that.
No, I can't go there right now. I can't. Like, spit your fat thought. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
This is the whole idea of fat thoughts, okay? Fat thoughts. You speak your mind.
You speak your mind, exactly.
It's like whatever you're thinking about, that's the thought of the moment.
Yeah,
you know?
You just spit it out. Spit that shit out.
And who's to say it's superficial or deep? You know, that's arbitrary, what we call it.
Hmm. Alright.
What's the fucking fact?
I can't think of something, bro. I told you, my thoughts are just running wild. I can't think of anything. All I can think is the sensational feeling right now. And, like, this right here, the cabinet, it's like...
Dude, for once?
Like, it was going like...
For once?
Like, just... I don't know why, but I can just see it doing that. Like,
no,
it
wasn't.
Like...
That's it. For once?
Like, if you just look at the cabinet, man. I don't know.
Wait, didn't you have Nerf guns up there before?
Yeah.
That's what you had hung up there, yeah. Right?
You sold them on eBay.
You sold them?
Sold them.
Fuck it, dude. You had
I had hella Nerf guns, bro.
I remember you having those fucking Nerf wars and shit.
Did you ever do that with them?
I don't think I ever did that with you guys. That's what everybody was doing.
The middle school days where you would take Nerf guns.
Oh yeah.
Or like, there's that one stupid shit where you could bring your Nerf gun
to school.
Yeah.
Dude, I did that.
Yeah. I never
got hit by anyone. I did that one time.
I honestly doubt they do any of those activities.
They don't do anything because of COVID now.
Oh, like you.
School
I
check.
Can't even fucking talk.
I know
what you're saying, though.
I can never see a school shooting going down in Logan.
I could.
Really?
I can, yeah. I can see because it going.
Like, wherever there are kids like that, that can happen.
Yeah,
it's just kids like that everywhere. Exactly.
There's always that one sus kid.
There's that one sus kid.
Damn. Feed that kid some acid.
Feed some kid that acid. Let's get him on the podcast.
Remember you guys were talking about giving some kid with Down syndrome?
Yeah.
That'd be so fucked up. If you gave someone who's like... What if it makes them not retarded?
It makes them into a super genius.
What if it actually
bro?
Just makes them think like a normal,
like a super genius, or even advances their mind? Or
yeah, I really don't think that's what the effect is. Because think about what's happening to you. Okay,
yeah.
What exactly are you feeling? Imagine that going through. You're severely autistic, and you don't understand like half the. Because I can't speak a whole lot right now, but this book right here, The Brain That Changes Itself, okay? I got about 100 pages into that, and it talks about neuroplasticity.
So these are the deep thoughts, huh? We're getting into them. Now speak your mind.
I do that on purpose. I try to. I don't know why I do that to people. I try to focus on.
I feel like I cut you off right there.
No, you didn't. Absolutely not. I just like messing with you, Christian. Anyway, neuroplasticity basically is the fact that, you know, our neurons can change when our brains are plastic organs. Plastic means the fact that they are malleable, that they're formable, that new information and different thinking techniques can cause us to shape in different ways, both physically and neurologically. We can map ourselves differently. And it was explaining autism and how that typically happens and what it is. So you have certain periods in the brain where you are very sensitive to certain stimulus. You know, when you're a little kid, visual stimulus or auditory stimulus at different windows is incredibly important. And either by a genetic factor or a factor in the environment, they are overstimulated. And it actually closes the maturation period for, let's say, developing your auditory complex. So that's why you have, like, severely autistic kids. You know, they're screaming, crying, and whatnot when certain sounds play. Like, they hear a bus come by and they start, like, they scream and shivers because their auditory pathway has closed up neurologically before it can mature. So hearing a sound that is so overstimulating now, well, then they can't process it. And that kind of like, I mean, like, how does your brain feel right now? Yeah. Dude, imagine that shit, but on steroids. You're like,
you right now, Robert, I want you to just stand still. Like, because just tell me how you feel when you're standing still. Just tell me how you feel.
I feel like, the only way I can,
like, feel horny. Like, when you're like, I feel like right now when I'm still, it's like,
well, I'm hard as steel.
I guess how I could feel it is I feel like I'm a vibrator. Like, I just feel vibrate. Like, I just
vibrate.
I'm a virtual book.
I think I definitely get that. Like, I describe that not so much as vibrating, but as like fluttering.
Fluttering?
It's like,
oh, yeah, like that.
It's more like, so it's kind of like in the, it's kind of, it's in your fingertips. It's in your chest. Yeah, dude. You know,
like, just sit down.
That's fluttered. You know? Kind of like when you have blood sugar low. Kind of feels like that, but like you really like it.
I like that shit.
Yo, when I was a little kid and I have blood sugar low, I would get a crazy hankering for pepper jack cheese.
Really?
What the fuck? Oh, just like, shit.
I could eat some pepper jack cheese right now. So, I don't know what the fucking people are talking about, like, oh, I can't eat on acid. It's like, I got that munchie.
Dude, like, I got that munchie. Dude, what I was thinking about.
Actually, I can't eat on acid.
I feel like I could fucking.
I don't get hungry on
this. I feel like I could devour a big car right now.
Oh, big car?
A big car.
A big car?
Yeah. Carl. You ever had one of those? A big car from from Carl's Jr.? It's a
big Carl.
Yeah,
oh,
big Carl.
Oh, shit.
It's
burger.
It's a burger.
I was like, big Carl.
I swear to God.
I'm trying to think of this plate.
If I was to eat
Carl.
If I was to eat that right now, I'd fucking devour Carl. That shit, bro. Like, I don't know. I feel like when I just get the munchies for anything. If I'm drunk, I'm high, something.
I don't get the munchies when I'm drunk.
I get the munchies.
I don't get that.
Really?
I don't get that at all. I'm not hungry when I drink. Like, I want to eat to neutralize what I've drank.
Yeah, what you drink, but
I'm not hungry.
Yeah, you're not like, fuck. Like,
give me some wings.
Some nacho dip. Dang it.
I could actually go for wings. I could go for Chinese. I was thinking about Chinese food.
Chinese
food. The other day after the gym, I kept on wanting to say Chinese food. Like, I want to go to
Chinese
hot.
Have you been to Mobetas?
Oh,
Mobetas, dude.
Mobetas would fucking slap.
Mobetas is fucking.
Dude, if we had the chance.
That's Mobetas, right?
Actually, be down to get some later.
I would.
You guys know how Mobetas is.
that's exactly what Mobetas is like.
Yeah.
The teriyaki sauce, man.
The teriyaki.
This is an advertising, basically.
I feel like if I was tripping,
one of our
female
sponsorships. You'd fuck her? I wonder how it'd feel fucking more like.
If you're both simultaneously on acid?
Yeah, dude.
I could curl up with an Asian baddie right now.
Oh, I think.
Where the Asian baddies at?
We're the Asian.
I keep saying this Asian baddie, bro, but I don't know if you guys have actually seen it. I gotta.
The August Taylor?
Not the August. It's not a porn star, bro. It's actually.
Show us her first.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I gotta do. It's this one.
Who's that?
Oh. Yeah. That's the Chanel.
Oh, okay. No, okay.
He's an Asian baddie.
You've been asking.
He's an Asian. What
you've been
fuck?
Asking, bro.
No. Hold on.
Asian bad. I could like eat wild meats right now. I could go fuck.
You just fuck? Ah, oh, dude, stop talking like that, man. You better make a move.
I could fuck right now, man.
Can I see that again? I don't know.
I still haven't hit it yet. Okay.
You gonna hit it?
Yeah. Huh. That's what I'm waking up to.
Oh, yes. This is the Asian baddie. Okay, hold up.
I feel like every time I stand still, your pupils look huge right now, bro.
Okay. So this bitch is not famous. Well, actually, she's somewhat kind of famous.
Fuck.
But remember how yesterday you were talking about celebrity?
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's all natural. Like, that's no makeup, bro.
No makeup.
No makeup.
Anja.
She's right here, man. I told you I could spit game.
Look at that.
You could spit game. All right. What would you
spit
say
your
right
game
now?
Right now.
Spit your game.
Spit some game.
Spit my game. She's not. The game.
She came up to you right now like
yeah,
that.
What's your game, bro?
She came what up you, to you is like, what's up, Robert?
What'd you spit?
What you packing, Robert?
What'd you spit in?
What you packing down there,
what'd you
Robert?
Spit in, Robert? What'd you spit into
what'd
this
you
lady?
Gonna spit?
What you spit in, alright?
Because they're so just like that.
What you got in there, Robert?
What you got in there, bro?
Nothing but a pack.
Oh, God.
She's chawing. Fucked. I'm telling you.
I'm about to go to that bathroom right now.
Dude, honestly.
I'm telling you, bro. Like.
Y'all gotta stop showing me these images.
Like her. Like, if Summer Rae can. Out of the picture.
Dude,
take Summer Rae out of the
this,
picture.
Like,
I
put,
put me
down,
next to this bitch.
Like you're done hitting it as soon as you have it. Yeah, seriously. As I told you, I had to work it
like,
up.
Bro.
You do gotta work it up.
Asian baddie, like. She can do the little, like, hentai face, too. She got the hentai looks. She got the hentai looks, dog.
That shit makes my body warm.
Look how her titties just want to bust, bro.
Oh, my God.
Get him away from the phone.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Driving me crazy. You know who's okay? Except, should we start dropping?
I'm
names?
Telling you, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna drop a name.
I would like. Okay, drop a name.
Demi Rose.
Demi Rose.
Look up Demi Rose.
Demi Rose. Only. Oh, how the fuck did Tiger lose that?
Demi Rose. Oh.
Tiger was dating that?
Yeah, Tiger was dating that. I think he was dating that before Kylie Jenner.
Demi Lovato.
What do you mean before Kylie Jenner? Was fucking Kylie going by? Demi Rose is a girl.
Yeah, Demi. Yeah, that's what I'm.
Oh, before Tiger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about Tiger.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck that nigga.
Fuck. That nigga's dumb as fuck, bro.
Bruh.
Like, how the fuck you gonna leave that?
Bruh. Demi Rose.
Demi Rose.
Like. This nigga Tiger Hatter and fucking.
This nigga Tiger.
This nigga Tiger.
This nigga Tiger.
I don't know. I'm not saying the hard R. Dude, Robert, what the fuck?
Man's horny.
Dude, get this man's an Asian chick right
get
now.
Get this man a pocket pussy.
Please,
Four Loko
flashlight.
Four Loko flashlight. Editor!
Editor, get us a Four Loko.
A sponsorship, man. You know, Four Loco.
Oh, yeah, we're still on the sponsor. We need a
guest. I'm, like, really hungry.
You are?
You're actually really
hungry. I could eat something.
I could, like, fucking munch right now.
I could go for something. Okay. What do you got, like?
That's up to both of you.
I'm good. You trying to go to Hoo-Ha right now? That's a whole buffet, nigga. You trying to munch. You ain't even trying to munch, bro. You trying to fuck. He's not hungry.
Yo, hit up Gabby
right now.
Hit up Gabby. What you doing?
Let me come slide.
Let us slide. We're 3 men tripping on acid. Let us just come through right now. I wonder how to go be like. I kind of want to go sledding. I feel like I don't know.
I don't want to like get in collisions right now.
Who's a girl that you would like the baddest at our school?
I wanted to drop this name, but I didn't know if it was good to drop this name. Fuck Whitney Lopez.
Whitney Lopez, bro. Like, and no one talks about it either, like, bro. No one talks about how
I feel bad like it's so. Is. I feel like if you bring her up, like how bad she is, like it's weird. But like fucking that, like she was fucking bad, man. Like you see her now, sexy. You're like, oh shit.
She's little ass hands, bro, too.
She knows she's sexy. Some China she doll knows hands. That shit. She's feeling it. You feeling it? Oh. Like, just fuck her.
That's the baddie, bro.
She was the baddie. Abby Lopez, Whitney Lopez.
Is this every girl with a Lopez? Honestly, Lopez, dude. All the Lopezes.
Yo, all Lopezes?
If you want Lopez
in the family,
hit us up.
Thoughts Podcast.
You're probably bad.
Fuck.
You're fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, hand me that dark chocolate you got. Right there.
Give me that dark chocolate. Cock? He's not talking about my cock.
I'm talking about that cock. Yeah. You gotta build up. Actually, I've never
heard of your penis. This is a non-penis joke.
I thought there were four.
Oh, you got finessed. Extreme. It's not even just dark chocolate. It's extreme. You're gonna be fucking.
Damn it, guys. You guys got my thoughts on fucking, bro. Like, that's all I can think about now is fucking. Like, fuck.
Yo.
I'll give it a try.
I'm good.
I'll see if dark chocolate.
I can't. I'll break out easily.
I've never really liked dark chocolate. Out?
Yeah. That's why I don't eat chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I try not to, at least. Like salty. I try my best not to eat
chocolate. I don't know. Dark chocolate, it's just, I feel like.
Dark chocolate just fucks up the taste.
Like this is dull, bro. Do you like this?
He enjoys it.
Keep chewing.
I don't like it.
Get wet in the palate.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
What?
I think I just recovered my acid tab.
Really?
No way. Oh, so you're not on all of it. You gotta suck all of it. When I was trying to suck it all, that I couldn't really swallow it.
That's sweet, that's just salty in the middle. Like, so you gotta chew it up until it's fine.
I chewed it up. I know what you're talking about. I don't like how it's mixed together.
I've seen people do this, but I've personally haven't done it myself. But, like, would you put chocolate and just grab a just normal milk and just put chocolate in it.
Chocolate in.
Have you ever done that?
Straight up just like
chocolate. Yeah, just like, well, say you got your dark chocolate, you just bring up a glass of milk, and you just dump that bitch in there.
You let it melt in there?
Like, got me horny.
Is that milk warm?
I'm horny for food, is that possible?
LSD makes you feel something else, man.
Man's is horny for food.
For reals.
Get this man some food.
We're describing you what it's like being on LSD, and as one you can see, is being very horny for food. This thing, what the?
Alright, he's going to sleep.
He's
oh no, he's fucking. He's not going to sleep. He's fucking.
That dark chocolate got him slumped.
That dark chocolate got him horny.
That dark chocolate's overrated, bro. I know the taste you were talking about, but I just don't think they go all together. I can try another one. Is there anything left? I'll try another one. See if I can
really chew it up, because it's super fine. And in the center of it, it's like in the core of it, it'll taste salty.
Like that saltiness?
Yeah.
It feels a dick.
That's pretty gay, man. Stop making those faces at me.
Stop making those faces.
Stop.
Stop.
I could really go to a Mongolian buffet right now.
Yeah, a buffet.
Dude, like...
a buffet. Really?
Could you drive right now?
You think you could actually handle that?
You couldn't drive right now?
I probably could not drive
right now. I feel like I could drive, but that's probably like... I probably shouldn't drive, but I feel like I could
drive. I've driven very, very drunk before. I've driven extremely high. And I drove on shrooms once.
You should not have. How was it?
You should not drive on shrooms.
I was like, where are the fucking lines? I almost hit someone in the McDonald's drive-thru. And I was with Christian at the time. And I pulled forward and like lurched forward and then had to reverse. I back up to the window and then like couldn't figure out how to get out. I kept trying to make like an immediate U-turn away from the window. And I'm pretty sure I went over a curb or two. Got home all right, I guess.
Don't you really God, I just got home.
Yeah, you just got home.
At least I made it home. There's been some nights where you're like, you're there and you're like, damn, at least I made it home.
You're just like, damn,
I made it here.
Sometimes you wonder how the fuck you made it home.
Sometimes home is the destination.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit.
Sometimes home is the destination.
Last night I was throwing up in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, it was a good throw up though. It wasn't bad. It's not like those chunky shit. It was like that liquid. It was those mics. It was definitely those mics. But it was just easy. It was like, bleh, and then I felt better.
It was just one go.
And then I was being asked this morning why I took a shower that late. And I'm like, you take a shower that late. Jane takes a shower that late. Why does it matter if I take a shower that late? And they're like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's the same thing.
Like, if you do it, why does it matter if I do it? Huh? I feel very jittery. I can see you're very jittery right now.
I'm doing this on purpose.
Where's your big turd, bro? Where is that?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Check the drawer.
Yeah.
What's in here?
It might be in there.
It might be in the toilet, though.
It's in the toilet.
I'm on a flush, as you know.
It's
stuck down.
It's gotta be. Where was the last place you had it?
Your anus.
You had it in your anus?
Why do you think you kept it? Structure, dude.
I don't want to look for it.
I don't want to look for it. No. That's not.
This is the podcast.
Yeah, this is so dumb.
You're slumped.
He is one with the floor.
You're one with the floor?
I mean, I guess so.
Definitely
we still haven't started up Nacho Libre.
Oh yeah.
We gotta start that shit.
Dude, I feel like, could you guys focus on that? I honestly don't think I can focus on that right now. If I was to watch it. Oh, the cough just gave me some sensation.
I know I'm getting like this.
So you just start spitting.
So spin this one.
No,
Meh.
You know what I think is so cool?
Meh.
When you like, there's like the line, like this whole. Right. Let me get my words together, because this is gonna be a hard thought process.
The hard R. The hard R is coming out.
Say the hard R.
We can't say the hard R. We can't say it. I feel like if I say it, it's gonna come back to haunt us, man. It's gonna come back.
So we have an editor, dude.
Yeah. Editor, cut that shit out.
With that fucking sponsorships. Those fucking sponsorships, man.
Bleep that shit out.
Bleep that shit out. We need sponsors,
bro. This is the raw, uncut LSD.
How long has this been?
Well, how long has it been?
I don't know. You have to unlock it.
I don't know.
I'm like really fucking hungry.
Right you now. Are?
I'm yeah. Energetic.
I this is 50. Somewhere. I want to do something, bro.
Like, let's go somewhere.
Where you guys want to go?
Let's go dude, walk.
Remember?
Let's just go walk.
Okay, let's just go walk.
Let's go walk.
By then, you know, we'll have a trajectory of where we can go to eat.
Because remember what we were saying? We were doing a trip. Oh, we were tripping. We go play that dinosaur game at Fun Park. I was always wondering how it would be while we were tripping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That's...
I want to try. Yeah. Like, you were saying, like, because you were saying, like, how it would feel with us. Because, like, the fucking guns and shit hitting us right now. And, like...
Yeah.
I bet you'd fucking probably come in your pants, but, like, I probably...
This thing's drinking me off. You're just sitting in the chair, just...
What do you guys want to do this? Just walk around?
Yeah.
Is this the podcast going then, or is this
gonna
be? This is where the podcast ends.
This is gonna be where the podcast ends. Fuck the podcast.
Fuck you.
And podcast.
Nah, we love you.
We love the fans. Thank you for joining us on this.
On this fuck fest.
On this fuck fest. It's kind of hard to talk now, man. I think this is when you're like you're fully thought in the LSD. This one is
hard. I can't see you.
You can't see
straight. Like
your
the way the light is coming off, it looks like. I'm looking in between, you know, like holographic images, how you have two gray ones, you know? Yeah. And there's like that fuzz. Looks like you're really fuzzy right now. Looks like you're fuzzy right now.
Your pupils like are so fuck. Big right now.
Oh, you trying to fuck right
is now? Is this actually where we start fucking actually recording the podcast? Cause like this, I think we're going to almost start hitting our peaks right now. Not definitely. Well, we won't hit fully completely. I don't know. I can't say shit. You guys want to talk?
Let me hit the dick.
This is the mic.
The mic. Hit the mic.
This thing's still recording?
Yeah, this thing.
This nigga still
is
recording?
Is this recording?
It's still
recording. Yeah, it's still recording. It's recording.
Ooh, you hear that?
No, I did not. I did not. The fuck?
Oh, imagine a switchblade right now.
The watch is on a switchblade right now. You'd fucking kill yourself.
The watch is
on. When I take the watch off.
He's mad. Dude, I'm telling you, Robert's fucking horny.
Dude, that looks pretty cool. Asian not gonna lie. Asian bad. Like, you're just swinging around your watch.
Wait, I don't want to, like, fuck really hard because I don't feel like that.
I don't want to fuck right now.
You know what? I don't want to fuck right now, but. Fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Gee, I like want you to hand drop.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, dude. He's becoming...
He's yard start barking.
Meat right now.
You're another animal right now.
Steaks, bro. Oh, shit. Steaks.
What are we gonna eat? I didn't the steaks. That Mongolian food. Some Mobetas. I feel like Mobetas were fucking smack, bro.
Mobetas is like across the fucking universe.
Though. Yeah.
So we'd go on a journey.
Yeah. Across the universe.
That'd be a whole trip and come down.
That's a whole trip.
On the journey to get Mobetas.
Just to get
Mobetas. Just to get Mobetas. Walk this with you. Probably take us like a couple hours.
What? Take us like a couple hours.
How far is the place you wanted to go eat?
Hoo-ha?
Yeah.
This is like...
Like walking here, distance.
Walking from here. Time? 40 time. Minutes.
40 minutes?
Yeah. It'd take us, like, an additional
2 hours. Because that's just, like, because it's by Firehouse, you know, it's on the way to, like, The planet.
The planet. It's right by the planet.
It's right next to the planet.
The solar system.
Should we just hit up the gym right now, bro?
Dude, I could hit up the gym right now.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. Like, I feel like I could
do it. If you had to test me right now.
Dude, I feel like I couldn't.
Just test me, bro.
If I saw one of those workout girls right now, looking all muscular and shit, I don't know if I'd be able to control myself. I'd be
like, they'd have to detain me.
Like, fuck.
You need some legal protectors.
Don't blame me for these. Blame it for these guys.
I've got a legal team on deck for what happens when I see a fit baddie.
We literally have a legal team for this. All right.
I'm legally not responsible for my actions.
That's for our fucking editor.
He's a dog. He's turning into a dog.
This is the editor to handle, man.
Thank you. I do all the editing.
You do all. Thank you, Robert.
I am the editor. Andrew.
Cut that out.
Hey, turn that lamp on.
Turn that lamp. Dude, you know what would be cool if you had a lava lamp? It's out at
the top? A lava lamp would be sick right now, actually.
Kind of.
That was so much.
Some
like,
light into the like, room.
Oh. Everything's like, it's like wavy now. You know that nine. Okay. I'm trying to describe it. It's like. What's that show called?
What's that sandwich called?
What happened 90s? To you guys is fucking.
Oh deep. Yeah, mine's right here.
What'd you do with the other one?
I feel like I can see colors just by me. Through sensations. It's hard to explain, but.
It's hard to explain what you did with the other clay.
Oh, clay? I don't know. Wait.
What? Oh,
yeah. Switched. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. It was like, I had it like folded. Yeah. And then I had it.
Yeah, you did have it folded. I should remember that.
How is it standing up? I haven't moved it fast.
Yeah, I don't know. How is it standing up?
Oh, dude, this kind of feels nice moving around. I feel like if we went, like, walking around right now, we'd probably be like, oh, shit. But then, like, in other people's eyes, would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, you see, that's like, because it's like, you need to go walking around and whatnot, and it's like one dimension. Or you have like a little arena, you know, where you're like, you just like, this three dimensional, you know? We can go in either direction, like, this is like, we got a room right here.
This is gonna cut down this episode. This is gonna be two episodes.
Fuck the podcast, Christian.
Fuck the podcast.
Fame is gone to you, man.
The fame hasn't gone to me. It's like, we're doing a podcast, bro. I have all my thoughts on the beneficiation of the podcast. Like, I'm in the moment, but also the podcast. Like, yes. I'm thinking of business at like.
Yeah. He's trying to get those sponsors.
I'm trying to get those sponsors, bro. You trying to get that Four Loko Puck Pussy or not?
I'm really trying to get that Four Loko Puck Pussy. Don't even play me like I'm not trying to get the Four Loko Puck Pussy.
All right,
yeah. Dude, you gotta show me the Four Loko Puck
Pussy. For real. I have heard of this, but I have not seen it.
I have not seen it.
You gotta show me, man.
The Four Loko.
Dude, what, how did you even find out about this, bro? Like
Instagram, bro. Wow.
It's like $70. I tried to get one. Look, and that shit looks good too.
That shit looks good too. That shit looks refreshing, bro.
It's just some on ice. Cold pussy.
Oh, what?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. I'm just being in my chair.
I know, dude. Being in that chair is so nice, dude. You're just like slumped.
Sergio, you want to try the chair?
Let me get that chair. Let me get that chair that you fucked, bro.
Yeah.
Like, look at this poor thing. You left it on the floor and all that shit. I bet she's fucking scarred. No, don't touch this chair.
No, you're good.
Oh, I thought you were going to rape it again.
I thought you were going to rape it.
Is this thing still going?
I forgot it was going, honestly.
It's still going, bro.
I just started fucking now.
More local
fucking. Yeah, visual.
You're going to take your chair.
Oh, yeah.
So fast. Yeah, I thought you were going to take your chair. Nice. I thought you were gonna take your chair.
Oh, this chair. Oh,
it's
my
in
God.
Men's Health. Look at the Four Loko Fleshlight in Men's Health magazine.
Men's Health.
Still, Were you sitting?
Well, let's read about this. We gotta ball. Read about this.
Maybe just like.
Yeah, I know. Like you this one you can rock in.
Yeah, but like
this.
Welcome back to another episode of Fat Thoughts, featuring Fuck Purple. This is your host, Christian Herrera. I am by myself at the moment, alone. This is a solo podcast. I'm on LSD right now, tripping. I've been on some fat thoughts. I was on a fat thought earlier. What is game? I got some information to it. It was your surroundings, your confidence. Well, that's my take. Pardon. Is confidence, and then your surroundings, and the vibes. It's the vibes too. That's what spitting game is. Right, I'd like to understand. But if the fans out here really know what spitting game is, I'd love to have you on the podcast. Bring you up on this beat. All right, cut. Oh shit. All right. Some fat thoughts. Damn. Deep thinking. I got deep thinking all day on my mind. I'm trying to decipher what that is actually. What is deep thinking? Then I got to it. It's to the point of like what I'm in right now. Actually, deep thought. I'm trying to give a better explanation to this. His word that I'm giving in, it's hard to think about it, but just deep thoughts. Yeah, you deep in those thoughts. I figured that out now. You deep in those bitches. That's what deep thoughts are. So you deep in them. All right. Shit, I didn't know that. I didn't think I'd find out. Well, all right. But for reals, if you know how spinning that game is, I need you on this podcast.